This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A man in Florida has been arrested for threatening Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. The federal indictment lists five tweets from last August and September in which Matthew Comiskey threatened to shoot or kill Boebert. A federal magistrate set Comiskey's bond to $50,000. Boebert's office has not commented on the arrest. Colorado has a new law meant to strengthen election security. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Democratic lawmakers crafted the policy as a direct response to the alleged actions of Tina Peters, the Republican clerk in Mesa County. Peters is accused of breaching the security of her office's election equipment, motivated by discredited conspiracy theories of election fraud. The new law makes many of the things she allegedly did, like ordering security cameras turned off and letting someone copy hard drives, a crime. Republicans generally oppose the policy, arguing it is unnecessary and heavy-handed. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Southwest Airlines is facing more than $1 million in fines for allegedly violating Colorado's labor laws. State labor officials say they found dozens of violations, including denying leave for workers who were diagnosed with or showing symptoms of COVID-19. The airline filed two lawsuits in federal and Denver County court to stop the fine. A Colorado Rockies baseball player has been named the National League's Player of the Week. Infielder Brendan Rodgers earned the honor for the first time after hitting four home runs and scoring 10 runs in seven games. You're listening to CPR News. Stick around.